with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're all with Mario Lopez. Let's welcome to the studio from E's hit show, The Arrangement, Christine Evangelista. How are you?
Good. How
are
you doing?
I'm doing great. You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
We were just talking. We're both feeling a little rough, but man, professionals just...
On it.
Right?
On it.
Well,
in it to win it.
Lot to celebrate, though, right now. Congratulations.
Season two
just kicked off. And your character is in an arranged relationship with a huge movie star. He's like in this weird religious group. So where do we pick up?
So we pick up, so we've signed the contract last season, declare that they're in a relationship, and a lot of stuff has happened to Megan. They're trying to make her become one of them. Huh. So trying to find which way, which angle to take her, and they kidnapped her last season, put her in like a solitary confinement.
Ooh.
And made her confess a lot of things, so now they basically own her. So now she's playing along with them. Placating the situation and looking to expose their corruption and take them down.
Wow.
I know,
heavy stuff.
A lot.
So how would you describe the relationship between Megan and Kyle?
I think it's trying to be as pure as it can be. You know, they do love each other. There's a lot of chemistry there, which is what, you know, started this whole thing to begin with. But we're faced with the question, is love enough? You know, I mean, the situation that they're in is pretty heavy. There's a lot of people around them, a lot of control, and you know, will they be able to make it through? I don't know.
Well, love should always be enough, right?
It should prevail. It should.
Theoretically speaking, at least. Well, but some of the storyline gets pretty dark. How is it on set with Josh Henderson? Do you guys try to keep it pretty light on set to kind of balance out the material? You having fun?
Yes. I mean, they are very long days, and the material is pretty dark. And as you see this season, too, it gets a lot darker. So we try to make as much fun on set as possible. We hang out a lot on weekends.
Oh, nice.
We basically hang out all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's a good sign if you want to spend time off camera.
It is, right, because you're working like 17-hour days, as you know. So it's kind of like, sometimes you're like, go away.
Right, right. You need a time out.
I need a time out.
Yeah.
But no, it's always time on.
Nice. And I know you also spent some time on The Walking Dead. That must have been a cool experience. How
was that? Amazing. Such a great show. I'm so grateful to be a part of such a phenomenon. There was actually one week that I went from filming The Walking Dead to The Arrangement, which was kind of crazy.
Surreal.
Yeah, you're dealing with like these two very different worlds.
I'm
literally covered in dirt, and then next I'm, you know, dripped in couture.
Right.
So it's that was fun.
Showing that,
was
that range.
Week. Yeah.
And do you still keep up with the show?
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about your crazy day. You went from the iHeartRadio Music Awards. By the way, did you have fun there?
I had a blast. It was my first music award show I've ever been to.
It's a good one, huh?
It was great. I mean, it's like a whole other thing. Like, you know, you go to an actor's award show, it's much more formal. And that, it's like, you literally have
like a
Cardi B just like, oh God, kicking ass. It was great.
Yeah, did you have a favorite performance?
Well, look, I'm a huge Eminem fan. And so to see him on stage, I was like, oh.
What'd you think of that beard? Right. I saw a funny meme.
You know, you do you, Em. You do you.
Yeah, you do you. He looked like Halsey with a beard.
That's hilarious.
Right? Oh,
that's
poor
hilarious.
Em. Well, Em, you know, the thing with him is he's older than me. So I guess you can keep rapping. There are no rules. You don't see old rappers, right?
Right.
But,
I guess,
you know, it's not like Tony Bennett. Who you could be a crooner like 88.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see rappers
like
generally.
A dinner show.
Yeah, exactly. You generally don't see old rappers, right?
That's
there's like a usual cutoff age and stuff, but M continues to sort of kind of push those boundaries, I guess.
Love him.
That's why he's got hence the beard.
Yeah. Father Time.
I was reading that you're a huge animal rights advocate.
I am.
God. And you spent some time in Thailand?
I did, working with the Asian elephants.
What's going on with the Asian elephants?
A lot of people focus on
the
ivory
elephants?
Trade, right,
right?
Which is very important. Of course, we should put an end
right.
to that.
But there's drama with the Asian elephants.
Yeah, they are they're bred in captivity, and a lot of the people that own the elephants don't really have the financial resources to take care of them.
Yeah,
they also don't know how to take care of them, and a lot of the way that they. It's very violent. It's a very violent, systemic violence going on within Thailand. And
so it's not so much poaching, but it's just
They're all just captive. They're almost like pets and things. They used to be used for the logging industry,
huh.
But since the logging ban in the 80s, There's no way for people to make money off of their elephants. So it's just kind of...
So now they're just kind of like a dog? They're having them in their yard?
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
What a trip. Yeah.
And then there's the tourist industry too, where they're in these very harsh living conditions.
Right. Sort of circus-like, I imagine.
Yes. And that's not good for elephants. Elephants are incredibly intelligent, very sweet, very smart, you know, right. and they're not taken care of there.
Wow, that's amazing. I had no idea. It's mm-hmm. it's pretty fascinating to think that these elephants got to this island, right? How'd you get that? I mean, from way back in the day. How'd you like Thailand in general, by the way?
It was beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. The people are so sweet. It's just
great
hard.
Food, I gotta imagine.
Oh, so great. Yeah. It's just hard to see that. And it's also hard to know how little elephants there are left over there also.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really surviving and they're not getting very old.
Well, that's cool. You're raising the awareness level.
Yeah,
that's
for
great.
Sure.
How many pets do you have? Do you have any?
I have one rescue dog. His name's Buddy. And I would love more. And I intend to get more.
But it's tough with the schedule.
It's definitely tough. And you can't really fly with many dogs. But I foster a lot, too. And that's kind of my way to having more dogs without having more dogs.
Yeah.
What do you mean
you foster? Like,
to get them out of the shelter and before they go into their forever homes, as we call it. There's like a transition phase, and just to pull them out of the shelter.
Like you would a foster child.
A foster child,
A dog.
So like a couple dogs,
even
and like you
that.
Help them
it's like
adapt.
Borrow a dog.
Yeah, and I suggest that to people where they're on the fence, they're not sure if they want to adopt, they don't know if they could like make the commitment. Like foster for a couple weeks, you're doing the dog a favor, you're gonna love it, and like that's my.
Is your other dog have attitude when he's like, who's these other dogs?
No, he knows.
Cool.
You got to make sure you give everyone attention, right?
Yeah.
But Buddy's cool. He knows. He knows the ropes. He's like, I've been there, kid. I know. I'm glad you got out of the pig pen.
Look at all I'm learning from you. There's there's elephants in danger in Thailand.
Yes.
You can foster dogs.
Oh God,
it's fascinating.
What else do
Christine?
I know?
are you romantically involved with anyone right now?
I'm
serious?
Not,
or are you just having fun?
I'm having. I don't know if it's fun, but I'm single. Yeah.
No one special.
Yeah.
Fun.
No
That's
one
fun.
Special. Yeah.
How you like the dating scene?
It's hard. It's definitely hard, as you know. Like,
is it hard because of your schedule?
Yeah, it's definitely hard because of the schedule.
Because I wouldn't imagine it being hard for you. Young, beautiful, successful.
Thank you very much.
It doesn't just seem to be.
Find like the right match. Like, I don't like to waste my time, so I'm not going to date someone if I don't really.
All right. So, what kind of guy you like?
Smart guys. I like smart guys, and I like guys that either come from a good family or value family. Those
Love
are like
that.
The two.
Yes.
I think the most important things that I've learned in my experience. But you want someone
I'm
smart.
With you. You're smart.
Funny. Thanks.
Yeah. But okay, now get like superficial with me. What do you like for them to look like?
I like them tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There.
Yeah.
Smart, funny, tall, dark, and handsome.
No.
All right. Because I like to play Cupid. So I'm going to keep
thank
the,
you.
I'm
please,
get the arrow
God,
out.
Keep me in mind.
I'm gonna
someone,
get the arrow
please.
Out.
Anyone.
Where are you from originally?
A bone. New York. I grew up in Staten Island.
Well, you grew up in Staten Island. Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you like it out here?
I love it. I just got a place in Venice Beach.
Okay, it's funny because all the East Coasters always want to go to the beach.
Exactly, it's the natural transition. Like, all right, I'm gonna move to California.
I'm
gonna do it. You know, I have to go by the water.
Yeah, good for you.
There's a bunch of weirdos too, which is probably why I like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you get the weirdos from New York. It's like, all right, we're just on the beach now. Okay,
those are different kind of weirdos though. They're like, I think they're different kind of weirdos.
No, they're definitely different.
Okay,
like
we'll leave that
real
one there.
Weirdo.
All right, before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Okay.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JTT?
Yeah. I had my Teen Beat poster.
Oh, that's great. TV guilty pleasure.
Real Housewives of New York.
Just that particular franchise or the whole deal?
I love the whole deal.
But that one in particular.
That one
in particular.
You're from New York, and Vanderpump Rules. I'm really into that right now.
Man, isn't that amazing? I know my wife, same thing.
So
my sister.
God.
It's like, what's
it's
up with
really,
that?
I can't believe I'm confessing this right now.
No, it's guilty. Go-to karaoke song.
New York, New York. But I like live piano karaoke.
Oh, I've never
I know,
heard of the. Wait, another thing I've learned. Are you kidding me? There's like
I'm
a tutorial.
Real showman.
Wait, there's piano karaoke?
Oh, God. New York?
What?
Of course there is.
I was only a fan of Korean karaoke.
Oh, that's
Where,
good.
Are you familiar with that?
Oh, no, at a Korean bar?
Well, it's okay, because I won't do karaoke like in a huge setting with a bunch of random strangers. The Korean karaoke, we're here in Koreatown, you go in like private rooms with just like your homies.
Oh, yeah, no, I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm a private room kind of girl,
I'm a
too.
Private room guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
let it
good.
All hang out.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Embarrass yourself. They already know you're an idiot, your friends, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nickname growing up?
Evangelista. People call me Evangelista all the time. It's rather long, but I
yeah,
think
by the last name. That's my move, like the military. Evangelista.
Yeah.
Who plays you in your life story?
Oh, Ooh, good question. You know, I'm a big Naomi Watts fan. I mean, it's, I don't think that's going to work from an age perspective.
You can cast whoever you want.
All right.
I like Naomi.
I can go back in time. She's just so great.
Yeah, she is great. Yeah. Great acting. I'm sure she'd nail it.
She would.
Let's check. Don't forget to check out The Arrangement Sundays on E! And you can follow her on Instagram at Christine Evangelista. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez.